I'm not one to gossip, but she said, and then he said, and then she said that he said. What?
Disney thought its live-action remake of Mulan would make $1 billion in China. Instead, the Chinese are avoiding it. The latest figures in Variety magazine show that Mulan had made a pitiful $36.5 million at the Chinese box office. And before you say, but nobody's going to the movies during COVID-19, a film called The 800, a Chinese-made film about a heroic stand against the invading Japanese, has raked in $425 million. Christopher Nolan's movie Tenet, which was most definitely not made for the Chinese market, has made $61.4 million. Mariah Carey's long-awaited memoir is due for release tomorrow, and there's been snippets of juicy info that have been leaking online. Today, Mariah herself has dropped a secret from the book that nobody could have predicted. Back in 1995, at the height of her pop stardom with hits such as Fantasy and One Sweet Day topping the charts, Mariah Carey secretly wrote, produced, and sang an entire indie rock album. And it was released, with nobody knowing of Mariah Carey's involvement for 25 long years. It's listed on Amazon, a long out-of-print album by a little-known band called Chick called Someone's Ugly Daughter.